It's Monday, July 19th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. A 39-year-old man in eastern Uganda who recently put his faith in Christ is still recovering from a machete blow to his head by his Muslim brother in late June, reports Morningstar News. Muslims only comprise 12% of Uganda's population. Abudwali Kujwalo, who comes from a family of devoted Muslim sheikhs, was grazing his cattle on June 27th in Nankoto Kubuku district when his brother, Musoga, confronted him. Family members had warned Abudwali against listening to gospel music or claiming that Jesus Christ was his Lord and Savior. Abudwali had been listening to a Christian radio station earlier that day. Musoga asked him, quote, "Are you still a Muslim or are you now a Christian?" End quote. Abudwali told him, quote, "I am for Christ," end quote. His brother revealed a machete that had been strapped beneath his long robe and struck him on the head, sending Abudwali sprawling and screaming. As he bled heavily, his brother walked away, likely thinking he had killed him. Thankfully, a concerned citizen nearby transported him by motorcycle to a hospital. Pray for Abudwali's ongoing recovery and that his brother will be imprisoned. Proverbs 21 verse 15 says, "When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." A week ago Monday on Fox News Channel, Tucker Carlson summarized big tech censorship of information about COVID, most dramatically revealed in Mark Zuckerberg's private email to Tony Fauci.
Last March, as the first big clusters of coronavirus cases started to appear in this country, media executives in Silicon Valley coordinated with officials in Washington to determine how much the public would be allowed to know about the growing epidemic that was killing them. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook emailed Tony Fauci at NIH to assure him that Facebook users would only see Tony Fauci's approved guidance on COVID-19. Twitter and Google did effectively the same. Twitter and Google eliminated any post that deviated from Washington's official line. In many cases, they censored information from frontline physicians that was both medically sound, it was the science, and potentially life-saving. Posts about treatments, for example, were downplayed. They never apologized for this. They probably never will. Historians will assess it. They will likely record the early days of COVID-19 as a turning point in our society, an unprecedented assault on our most basic civil liberties that somehow very few people seem to notice when it first started happening.
Carlson went on to document how President Joe Biden and his minions at the Democrat National Committee plan to censor your private speech on your phone about the effectiveness of COVID vaccines and their side effects. Listen.
Today we learned the Biden administration considers censorship applicable to private speech as well. What you say in private, when you're alone with your phone, you won't be able to say or read what you want because the DNC plans to control, and apparently they have the ability to control, the flow of information that you receive on your phone. The DNC is planning to censor any, quote, misinformation about vaccines that you receive privately over text message. Misinformation is anything the Biden administration does not want you to know, including, for example, how effective the COVID vaccines actually are and what the potential side effects might be from taking them.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has introduced a bill to end what he called the, quote, nanny state, end quote, referring to a pandemic-related executive order put in place by President Joe Biden, reports FaithWire.com. On his first day in office, Biden signed a mandate ordering federal agencies to take immediate action to order face masks on all forms of public transportation. The conservative senator's Travel Mask Mandate Repeal Act of 2021 would ban the federal government from imposing a mask mandate when utilizing any conveyance or transportation hub. Senator Rand Paul, a trained medical doctor, said, quote, "The federal government forcing the American people to continue to wear masks, despite the fact that we've already reached herd immunity, is ridiculous and needs to end immediately. I am introducing the Travel Mask Mandate Repeal Act of 2021 to put a stop to this nanny state mandate of requiring masks on public transportation. In a free country, people will evaluate their personal risk factors and are smart enough to ultimately make medical decisions like wearing a mask themselves, end quote. The federal mask mandate was set to expire May 11th until it was extended to September 13th by the Transportation Security Administration. And finally, last Tuesday, more than 20 abortion providers filed a lawsuit against Texas officials in order to block the pro-life heartbeat law, which Republican Governor Greg Abbott had signed. The law bans abortions if a heartbeat is detected, typically around the sixth week of pregnancy, reports Christian Headlines. According to CBN News, the legislation also allows anyone, even outside of Texas, to sue abortion providers or anyone who helps someone get an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Those winning the lawsuits could be awarded up to $10,000 in damages. According to the Pro-Abortion Whole Woman's Health Alliance, a lead plaintiff in the suit, 85% of abortions in Texas occur when a woman is at least 6 weeks into her pregnancy, reports the Texas Tribune. John Ciago, legislative director for Texas Right to Life, expressed optimism that the bill, which will go into effect on September 1st, will be upheld. Jeremiah 1, verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, July 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.